The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Moshe Hillel Kaufman.
Baruch haba, we're doing Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simon Kuf Pei Vav, Hilchas Lei Sachzayin. Sifim Aleph through Dalid. Sif Aleph. Kol ha'meinei es ha'behema milechol b'shas melachto. Whoever holds back an animal from eating while the animal is doing its work, loike, tzchayiv malchus. Shenemar, because it says in the pasuk, le'isachsam shor b'disho. You should not muzzle the ox when it's doing its threshing. Echad shor v'echad kol minei behema v'chaya. The Torah doesn't really refer to just an ox, it's really any animal or chaya, ben tamei ben tahayin, whether it's a kosher species of animal or tamei species of animal. Ve'echad adisho ve'echad kol sha'a melachos shogadulei kaka. It doesn't just mean that you're not allowed to make it not eat while it's doing the threshing. It's any type of work that it's doing that has to do with the ground while it's working with things that are growing from the ground. V'lo yinam ashor b'dishoy ela b'hoiva. And the Torah says an ox while it's threshing, that's just the usual case, and that's why it was said that way in the Torah. V'afilu chasma b'karl, even if you muzzled the animal by using your voice, the hainu meaning shetzak oleh, that you screamed at the animal, v'yadeizeh lo yiseichel, and because of that, the animal is not going to eat, chayev malchus, yechayev malchus. Even though we normally say in order to be chayev malchus, a person has to do a maisa by Sheva al Tase, as often not Achi of Malchus. Over here, the Gemara tells us that Akimus Svasayim, the movement of your lips, that is the Maisa. And so if someone muzzled the animal, meaning he made the animal not eat because he screamed at it, that person would be Chayiv Malchus for that. As opposed, let's say they bring down, you can't even tell a Nachri to scream at the animal or to muzzle the animal. Because just like Amir la'akum, just like telling a Nachri to do something on Shabbos is asa, we're not allowed to have a Nachri in most situations have do malacha for us on Shabbos, even though we're not the one doing it, we're telling the Nachri to do it for us, that's still asa. So same thing when it comes to Leisachzayim, even though you're not directly muzzling the animal, but you're causing the animal not to eat, so even though there wouldn't be a chi of malchus if you told the Nachri to muzzle the animal, because it's a grummer, it's an indirect way of getting the animal muzzled. There was no maisa that you actually did in terms of the actual muzzling of the animal. Nevertheless, it's still something that's aser, but there wouldn't be a chi of malchus. Just like we say by Nezikin the other day, that there are certain things that you can be chayv and based in, but if it's a grummer, many times we say that Pata midine adam, but yachai midine shemayim. So it's the same thing over here. You did a grumma, you caused that the animal won't be able to eat while it's threshing, but you didn't do a maisa yourself that affected the animal. You told the nachri to do a maisa that affected the animal. So since you caused that, there would be an iser, but you wouldn't be chayiv malchus because it was a grumma. You didn't do it physically yourself. Now, while you're not allowed to muzzle the animal, you can do things to make sure that it won't eat so much. So you can, for example, feed it a lot of straw and hay before you start to thresh with it. So this way it'll fill up on the cheaper food and it won't eat the more expensive wheat that you're going to have it working with. That's okay because you're not muzzling it or stopping it from eating. You're giving it a full stomach so it won't want to eat much later, but you're not doing anything to stop it. As opposed to if you would put a thorn in the mouth of the animal, so that's something that you're causing it that it can't eat, and then you'd be chayiv of malchus because you did a maisa, you did it, you actually did something physically to the animal so that it won't be able to eat. Sif Beis. Yisrael Hadosh. If the yid is the one who's doing the threshing with the animal, he's leading it. Afilu b'parasa shel'enu Yehudi, even if the animal belongs to a Nachri, utvua shel'enu Yisrael, and the wheat itself as well belongs to Nachri. So you're just a worker, and you have the Nachri's wheat, and it's the Nachri's cow, and you're just in charge of making sure the cow does the threshing. If you would muzzle the cow, you'd be over the issa of loy sachsim, because the Torah was machbid that the animal shouldn't have this pain and suffering, that shouldn't, you know, be working and see the food and not be able to eat from it. So it doesn't make a difference whether the cow or the wheat belong to the Nachri or not. The Torah was machbid on the cow's suffering. Sif Gimel. Ima behema eina yechayla lachom neishit smeya. If the animal can't eat because it's too thirsty, it can't put food into its mouth unless it has a little drink first. Sarach lashkoisa, you chayev to give it to drink. Sif Dalad. Behema shehi oisa bedover shehura levnei me'aha. The animal is working on with food that is not good for its stomach if it would eat it. Muto luchasma, you're allowed to muzzle the animal so that it won't be able to eat from the food. Shalayik pita tayer el al hana'asa, because the Torah was only makbid for the benefit of the animal. And if it would eat this food, it would be bad for the animal. So therefore, the Torah wasn't makbid that you muzzle it. It's only if it's something that is beneficial for the animal. Bring down also, Paiskim, that if, let's say, someone rented a cow to somebody and to do work with, and rented an ox, and that person was over the halacha and muzzled the ox. So the halacha is that the person who rented has to pay the owner of the ox additional money for the food that the ox would have eaten, but now was prevented from doing so by muzzling that was asa, because that's something that was assumed in the transaction, that the ox, if it's going to do that work for the owner, will have the opportunity to eat as well. But now that the animal wasn't being fed, that's something that was part of the schiris, and now the owner of the cow is being shortchanged on that. So even though the person who rented the ox didn't have very and muzzled it, he still must pay the owner for the food which the animal should have eaten. As well, the person who's renting the ox, if he wants, he could not feed his animal and make it real hungry before he rents it out to do the work. So this way, when the owner will gain, because when the person who rents the cow will start to do work with the cow will eat a lot. The chilek is, we said, to be machshir the cow, to make the cow, either if you're the owner, you want to make it full on hay and other things, or if you're the person who's going to rent the cow and you want to make it a little hungry so that it'll eat a lot, that's all permitted. You're just being, it's just called being mashi. You're preparing the animal either to eat more or to eat less. You're not holding back the animal, as opposed to if the animal's thirsty, and the normal thing is you give the animal to drink when it's thirsty, and by specifically not giving it to drink, you're making it so it can't physically eat now. You're not preparing it so later it'll be more hungry or less hungry. You're making it so right now it cannot eat, because without any liquid in its mouth, they won't be able to take on the food. So that's something that's usher. Many of the halachas with loy sachsim by a cow, an ox, an animal, are learned from similar halachas about a person who's hired to work on a field and his ability to eat from the food while he's working on the field. In general, if a person was hired to pick the grapes from a vineyard, or to pick food that was grown from the ground and to pick it, so if the food is not finished for meiser yet, meaning it hasn't gotten into the stage where it would be chayev to give meiser on it, which we'll talk a little bit more, so then the worker is allowed to eat from it. However, once it reaches the stage of meiser, let's say when you make a pile and you flatten out the pile, meaning that, you know, you finished off that pile, then already becomes chayev and meiser. So at that point, any worker working on that food would not be allowed to eat from that food. So let's say you made a pile of, you're picking dates, you hired a worker to pick dates, so he's allowed to nosh on the dates and eat them as he's working. However, if you already made the pile of dates and it's all finished, and now it's chayv and meiser, you're not allowed to eat from it unless meiser is given, and now you hired this person to separate the dates from one another, they got sticky to each other, so then he would not be allowed to eat from the dates because already it's nigmar lemeiser. An exception about this is when it comes to wheat, where wheat is usually made into flour, which is then made into bread. And then we have the chiyuv of challah, which comes later. So the chiyuv of challah is when, once the water is mixed together with the wheat. Once that's mixed together, so then already there's a chiyuv of challah. And at that point, the worker is not allowed to eat from the food afterwards. However, before it gets to that point, when they're grinding the flour or chopping separating the parts of the wheat. So then at that point, the worker is allowed to eat from it as much as he wants, because it wasn't finished for challah, even though perhaps it was already finished for maize, and that the pile of grain was finished and flattened out. I'll read from the Sefer Achinuch, it's Mitzvah Tov, Kuf Tzadi Vav. He says, Mishar Sheh Mitzvah, from the reason, one of the reasons for this mitzvah of Tzachsim Shah B'dishai, L'lamed Atzmenu, is to teach us, L'yais Nafshenu Nefesh Yofa, should have a good soul, B'ycheres HaYosha, that chooses righteousness, U'dabekes Bay, and clings to righteousness, V'ydefes Acha Chesed V'chemlen, that runs after doing favors and having compassion. Uvagileinu aysal zeh afal behemus. And so when we get ourselves used to having compassion even on an animal, shalai nivru rak b'shamshenu, where the animal was only created to serve us and help humans, still, if we have compassion on them, lochus aleim, to care about them, ulchalek lehen chelek migias b'saran, and to give the animal a portion of his labor that he's working with, meaning he's working to thresh this wheat, and we're going to give him some of that wheat to eat. Tikach la nefesh darka v'hegel zeh, so the person's soul will now be used to and regular lehetiv el b'nei adam, to do good for other humans. V'lishma yisam mehavi aleim aderech v'shum davar, and we'll make it that you won't want to. Do anything bad or shaft another person in any way. Shiroi lehem l'sham scharam, and that it's appropriate that you should pay the other humans labor wages. Chol asher yasu, as for whatever they do, toiv, that's good. Ulasbiyam asher yigubay, and to make them that they could be satisfied and eat from the fruits of their labor for what they're working with. That's the proper way that the nation, the holy nation, and chosen nation of Klal Yisrael should go in. Since already we're talking on the chinuch, the Menchas chinuch, he brings down the Gemara in Me'ilah that says that if a cow, if an ox is working with the wheat of Hekdesh, belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, so then you're allowed to muzzle it, because the pasuk says lo yisach shem shor b'dishoy, you can't muzzle the ox while it's threshing. Dishoy shalach, says the Gemara, v'lo yishal hekdesh, your threshing you can't muzzle the ox, meaning that therefore we can deduce that hekdesh's threshing one can muzzle the ox. So the Menchas Chinuch wants to say, so if that's the case, if it's, we learn it out from Dishoy Shalcha, your threshing, so let's say someone stole some wheat, now wanted to take the cow and thresh that wheat, so Menchus Chinuch says that there shouldn't be an Aveira in doing that, it shouldn't be Aveira, because it's not his wheat. It says Dishoy Shalcha, Dugmar Dashin, and now, if this is stolen wheat, it's not yours, so there's no Isser. Some point out, that's what the Chinuch says, but some Minchas Chinuch says, but some point out that you can ask a question on that, because we just said that if the wheat belongs to a Nachri and the cow belongs to a Nachri, it's still Asur for the yid to do the threshing with that cow muzzled. So so what's the problem? It's not your threshing, and we just said, you know, disha is the shulcha is the problem. But if it's not your disha, so then it should be fine, just like hekdesh. So that's a question they ask on the minchas chinuch. Of course, it's mafresh on the paiskim that you if you can't muzzle the cow and then bring it a pre-muzzled cow to the threshing, meaning if one person muzzled the cow and now another person took that cow and brought it to the threshing area to thresh, the issur is with the person who's threshing with the muzzled cow. The problem wasn't putting on the muzzle initially, it's the threshing. So even if someone found a muzzled cow, he can't bring it and bring it to do threshing with, because the animal won't be able to eat. Now, while I don't expect too many listeners to the shiur to have a wheat field with a staff of ox ready to thresh their wheat, the question is where can we find perhaps something that would be relevant to some of us with regards to this halacha. The only thing I could think of offhand is sometimes people go to a farm with their kids or something, or they go to, they have like a ride in a zoo or something, and sometimes if they have a wagon pulled by an ox or something, sometimes the ox might go through a field that has some wheat or other food on it, and so now it's stepping on that wheat, let's say, and it's effectually threshing that wheat, and you're the one who's maybe, you know, leading the animal or something, a little bit of a far-fetched example, but actually in that case there wouldn't be an issur, because you weren't trying to thresh the wheat with it, it's you're riding the animal, and the animal just happens to be stepping on the wheat as it's going across the field. That's not an issue. Another halacha with loy sachsim is when you have they used to sometimes soak barley in water, and then they would toast it in an oven. That would be a treat that they would eat. And after you toast it in the oven, then you need to thresh it. Then the cows would have to walk on it to separate the seeds from the rest of the plant. So in such a case, after already you put it in water, you're putting it in the oven, already it's chayv and maisa. And as we learned, that once already it's chayv and maisa, then you don't then there's no issa of lo sachsim. You're allowed to muzzle the animal while it threshes it. So even though al pia alocha that would be the case, and these barley that you toasted and now are threshing, really you can keep the ox muzzled. However, and most people won't know what kind of, that was pre-soaked and already finished lemaisa. They would think that it's just regular barley coming out of the field that's being threshed. So in such a case, you have to take some of that barley and hang it, by the neck of the animal so you can eat from it. Because of marasayin, people will think that you'd be working with a muzzled animal, and which would be usher. So here, in order to avoid that chashad of marasayin, you have to put some of the barley by its neck in a way so that the animal look like the animal is not being withheld from eating the food. Now, we said earlier that a yid can't thresh with the animal muzzled, even though the wheat belongs to a nachri and the animal belongs to a nachri. If a nachri is taking a yid's ox and threshing a yid's wheat, so if the yid is not there, then that's allowed, because again the issa is for a yid to do that. If the yid didn't tell the nachri to do that, he just that the yid on his own, the nachri on his own is doing it, then there's no issa if the yid is not standing there, so it doesn't look like the nachri is the shliach of the yid to do that. The Sma asks an interesting question. We learned the other day that a worker is not allowed to starve himself or weaken himself, because then he won't be able to give proper koyach in the job that he's being hired for if he's a worker. So how is it, he asks, by the ox, we said that the owner of the ox is allowed to to keep the animal hungry, so that this way when he's rented out to work at another person's field, the ox will eat a lot of wheat and will be fed that way. How can he rent out an ox that hasn't eaten properly and won't be giving its proper koyach? And the answer that they give is that an ox or an animal, when they, even though they're weak when they don't get to eat, but as soon as they start to eat, then they get full koyach right away and they can continue on full speed ahead, which is different than when it comes to humans. So that's the chilek between them. Cult of...